Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, everyone, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have Teresa Augustinelli, who is a licensed clinical therapist, a John Maxwell coach, and otherwise known to us as Prof. T. She was a young widow, single mom, and now a successful author, entrepreneur, international speaker, and corporate trainer. Teresa has helped out thousands to transform and bounce back and learn to enjoy the journey. Welcome, Teresa, to the Stay on Course podcast.
Well, hello, Julie. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And before we get started, I ask all of my guests, what is your favorite food or food tradition?
I would have to say I love seafood. And I'm going to say, of course, as an Italian, my favorite tradition is the seven fishes on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I love that. That
is one of my family favorite traditions.
Okay.
And it's supposed to bring blessings, good luck, and a very prosperous, healthy coming year.
Okay, that's fantastic. I do love seafood. Well, good to keep the tradition alive. And I always love to talk about food because I am a foodie and that's just where I'll leave it. So thank you. We have an amazing topic today. We are talking about strategies for achieving mental and emotional wellness. And Teresa has written an amazing book called The Grit System. We're going to get into some of these ingredients for success in strategies for achieving mental and emotional wellness. Teresa, where do you want to start today?
Well, I think where I want to start today is, you know, I am so passionate about emotional well-being because really it is central to maximizing one's potential. And I'm dedicated to helping people amplify their success. And what do I mean by that? I mean by keeping you on a path, on a trajectory to continue to do better, to feel better, to work better. And so I want to start today just talking a little bit about why I'm so passionate about this. Because, you know, as a young widow and a single mom, I really struggled with a lot of mental health issues. And I was broke and broken. Now, fast forward to this pandemic, we have found such an increase in mental health and wellness issues. Let's face it, the whole world was traumatized. Now we're finding increasing symptoms of mental health and wellness issues. Trauma symptoms are on the rise. So what does that mean for companies, businesses? It means the workforce is suffering because now we're finding that the workforce is having a decrease in laborers. We have a labor shortage. We have people who are missing a lot of work because of emotional well-being issues. And we're finding that people are also struggling with home work-life balance. What does that mean? That means that the employers bottom line is going to suffer. And with that said, we're finding that there are strategic measures that employers can take to maximize, you know, the potential of their team by incorporating mental and emotional well-being programs, because that's the future, Jewel. That's the trend for 2023.
There's so much to unpack in what you just said, as far as what's happening to individuals. You know, one of the things that I noticed even in my own journey was that I was really burnt out. The burnout was the problem. it was just this emotional exhaustion. Even as you rise up through levels of leadership, things become more demanding and they expect more of you. And it's not a 40-hour work week. It's never a 40-hour work week. I'm working from home. There's no boundaries between work and home. You're not moving as much. Like, people weren't moving as much. They weren't like getting enough sunlight, like all these things that caused us to retreat into our homes and then even stay home on the weekends. Like, all that stuff took a real toll on our health and our energy, really our energy. Some of us lost our jobs and some of us didn't. I don't know what was better. I don't know if it was better if you kept your job or lost it, right? Because the ones that kept their jobs were working double. We were working double. And a lot of my audience is in the pharmaceutical industry. We were surely working double, because most of the pharmaceutical industries were collaborating to get this vaccine out and to do some other work as well. So all that is fitting for our conversation. So let's talk about your first ingredient for success.
The reason that I wrote the book was because I found that people were getting to a certain level in their career, in their life, their business, their finances, and then boom, stuck. I found that there were certain areas where I couldn't get past a certain point. And I found that many of the people that I was counseling and coaching were having the same problem. CEOs, athletes, high-level achievers, and it was mindset. And a lot of it was based on the early influencers in your life. And my research showed that by the time you're 2 or 3 or 4, you have, in a sense, downloaded subconsciously a whole mindset for how you view your life.
Wow.
And it becomes the grid or the blueprint on how you live your life. So I believe that we're all born with a psychological grid
that
we fill in over time. And so I came up with this acronym GRID because it's a way to audit where you're stuck and find out the places where you need to grow. And then it becomes a process. And the second part is to put things into place, implement these changes or these ideas to get you to where you need to be. So that's what the grid system is all about.
Okay, let's go through them one by one. Take us through them.
So the G is getting honest, get real with yourself. You know, if you don't feel good, you don't feel good. If you don't feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, get honest with yourself. I had to get honest with myself at a certain point in my life. Where am I going? Where do I want to be? And I had to reach out for help. So get real and get honest with yourself. That's the first step to growth.
You know, one of the things that I tell people, because I do work one-on-one coaching with individuals, is like, you don't need to do it alone. There's no reason for you to have to go through some of these really difficult things alone. And so to have a coach, to have a therapist, to have somebody to walk through this with that knows a process in which to take you through is so helpful. Because one of the reasons I became a coach, Teresa, is because I went through a really hard time, as you did as well. You know, I was a single parent for a long time. And I thought to myself, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to recover? And I used a lot of self-help books. I turned my ex-husband's side of the bed into a self-help library, literally. And I literally bought every book I could possibly buy. And I learned on how to fix my life. Like, I literally learned from the thought leaders, Stephen Covey, John Maxwell, Marshall Goldsmith, you know, like all of them. I had all their books. They were all over my house all of the time. And so there's no shame in that. I would pay anything for somebody to walk me through this. And so the way you're saying with the grid system and getting real and honest, sometimes you need someone to help you do that.
Absolutely. And I know I did. And hey, you know, I didn't have a Teresa when I was coming up in my career and business. Part of it was because I didn't want to reach out. You know, there's a pride that comes when you're struggling and you are feeling that you'll be judged if you share your struggles. So I learned how to get real and look in the mirror and go, hey, this isn't working. Yeah. What do I got to do?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the beginning of everything, is really to understand where you are. And then one step further is to really understand your purpose as well. Like, what is that thing that's going to give you the energy and drive to get up every day? Okay. So tell us the next letter.
The next letter is R. So once you get real with yourself and you get honest, the next step is to release all the pain, release all the negativity, release all the past, and learn to move forward. And not only do you release, I like to say there's a second part to that, because what do you do? Okay, I released everything. Now what? Well, you got to replace it with positive people, positive places, positive things. It's a mindset. It's a set of beliefs that you've got to release and replace with a whole different mindset, set of beliefs.
Yeah. And it's interesting what happened with COVID. We somehow organically released people from our lives. I don't know if you had the same thing happen to you, but people that were in my life disappeared and new people came in, you know? So it was an interesting exchange of people for some reason. But it really does speak to your mental health. It's like, if you're surrounded by people that are happy and positive, well, you're more likely to be happy and positive.
Absolutely. You are the sum of the 3 to 5 people you hang around with. That was mind opening for me, because when you look at who you're hanging around with, think about the top 3, 4, 5 people you regularly communicate with. Where do you go? You know, where do you hang out? So definitely you've got to start by releasing all of that and then replacing it with positivity, like you said. And you know what, Julie, you bring a good point, because when you change, everything changes. So part of us, once we start changing and we start releasing all that negativity, it's kind of like we send that message out to the universe. Like, I am a new person. I'm on a road to recovery. I'm staying on course, right? And so it automatically sets yourself up to bring in the positive people, the positive things, the positive mindset, and opportunities open up like crazy. I would say that releasing it and replacing it is the second step to success.
Awesome. Release and replace negative and toxic people from your life. These are all really good stay on course principles, by the way. Okay, so next one.
This is one of my favorites, the I, invest. People say, Prof T, I don't have any money to invest. Okay, it's not always about money with the word invest. I found out with my life, I had no degrees. I had no job. I had limited resources. And I had a little boy to take care of. And I was just completely suffering from anxiety, depression, couldn't get out of it. I had to take the step to invest in myself. I went back to school. I got a clinical license for psychotherapy. Wow. I got a master's degree. I got certified in all kinds of valuable certifications that help people. And I found that investing in myself was key. And you know, people tell me all the time, well, I can't afford that. Same amount of money it costs you to go out for a nice dinner somewhere is probably the same amount of money you can invest in a small certification or a masterclass or a webinar. Start there. So not only invest in yourself, you've got to invest in others. And what I found on my journey to success, and I really believe this, when you take other people with you on your journey to success, they will take you with them. Okay, so you've got to invest in other people. Now, you also have to invest money. I'm not a financial advisor, but I've done very well with being smart and with getting other people in my life to help me. I got honest, I got real. And so I learned how to invest little increments. So it's very important to invest in your physical well-being, eating right, exercise in your spirituality, because it's important to tap into your inner guidance system, have that spiritual connection. It's important to invest with your finances, with your relationships, your education, your certifications. There's a whole theory behind what you invest in and how it will determine your future. So that's the I, invest.
Yeah, I really like that, because if you want to really care for yourself, and it's like that statement I love to say, wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. You are the most important person in your life. If you are not healthy and wealthy in your mind and strong, then that really takes a toll on what you're manifesting in your life. Like, I believe that we are the quotient of our thoughts and our belief system, at the end of the day. And we need to understand that we are worthy of good things. And when we believe that we're worthy, we're going to invest into our development. I like to tell people that, you know, what I've done for developing myself is that every year I look to find one good program. You know, if it's just one thing, I'm going to put like a couple of $1,000 into, or, you know, I'm going to do one thing that acts as a leadership development program for the year. So it could be that, you know, the podcast in a sense was my leadership development activity for me to be able to lift this up. Right. But I did a TED talk, and that when I did my TED talk that year, I took that very seriously. I had coaches, I studied, I, you know, did everything I could to level up my speaking skills. So in every year that we have another opportunity to develop one other aspect of our lives, and it all, you know, feeds into our mental wellness. Okay. So what is your next ingredient or letter?
The letter D, which is probably another one of my favorites. And you mentioned a few minutes ago about developing yourself. Well, the D is for discipline. Develop the discipline. And I'm going to use the title of your podcast to stay on course, because studies show that about 80 to 85% of people have great ideas, but they don't pull the trigger. They give up too soon. And this is what I tell my clients when I'm working with clients or I'm speaking at a company meeting or roundtable. What I have found is that most people have such enthusiasm, right? Excited, just like a New Year's resolution. And then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, maybe 2 months later, momentum is lost. Morale is down and you just lose interest. And so here's what I tell people. We don't eat one meal a week, right? We don't drink one glass of water a month, okay? We don't sleep once a week. It's important for your mindset as well. It's a daily discipline. If you want to get to where you're going faster, you've got to develop the discipline to stay on course, because it's easy to give up. I know I did. I wanted to give up so many days, Julie. I couldn't get out of bed, pressed. I was anxious. I stopped taking speaking engagements because I was just so full of anxiety. What did I do? Those were the days that I got up. I went to work, or I went to my class for that degree, or I went to that webinar that I signed up for. Those were some of the most productive days because I had to dig deep. And I had to develop that discipline and I had to show up.
The anchor of the discipline becomes, what is your why? And I think that's like so important for us to always keep in front of us. If we have a strong enough why, we're going to get up in the morning. I think the grid system is amazing.
Well, the grid system really is a book about resiliency, because you know, for 20 years, I've been teaching people the skill of resiliency, because when COVID hit, that was the buzzword. Oh, resilient, resilient. Well, I've been teaching people how to be resilient for almost 20 years, which is another reason that I wrote the book, which had been sitting in my computer for years, never really did anything with it. So I found that when people tap into that mental muscle of resilience, I call it, that's where change happens. And then you do turn around and you look at yourself and you say, hey, I did it. How did I do it? Well, you did it because you learned to overcome obstacles, challenges. You tapped into your mental muscle of resilience, and you were able to move past the trauma. That's what the book is all about. So whether you're a parent or the owner of a huge company, or you are a school teacher or a therapist or a coach, you can tap into that mental muscle of resilience. And the grid system really works for any area of life, any season of life. You can use the grid, get honest with the situation at hand. What's snagging you? Release those things that are holding you back. Release the past, release the negativity. Invest. You need a coach, a therapist. Do you need an advisor, a mentor, and then the discipline to stay the course?
So Teresa, thank you so much. This has been amazing, eye-opening, and I feel like you gave our listeners some really good strategies on achieving mental and emotional wellness. But before we go for today, Teresa, where can our guests find out more information about what you do and how to bring you into their companies?
Absolutely. So of course you can always reach out to me through email. That's tagustinelli3@gmail. That's my Gmail, tagustinelli3. You can also go onto my website. It's Prof with Purpose, ProfWithPurpose.com, Prof with Purpose. And of course, you can always download my book on Amazon, The Grid System by Teresa Agostinelli. You can get it on Kindle. You can actually listen to it for free if you have a Kindle account. Or you can purchase the book from my website or from Amazon.com. The Grid System, Teresa Agostinelli.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa, for being a guest on the Stay on Course podcast. This has been eye-opening and wonderful.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. And thanks for all you're doing. You're just really rocking it. And I'm just loving how you are really, you're really bringing some great topics. And I think that people are learning and we're seeing a whole different side of things when they hear from someone like yourself, who's actually doing this every day. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. My dad, Ennio Auriga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.